This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We've got a weather alert in effect for the city today, thanks to what's going to be a soggy, very windy one. Let's get details from AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
The rain will continue through much of the day, Susan. There will be some breaks in the action here or there. There's also going to be some heavier downpours into this afternoon, perhaps even a thunderstorm. And so that could lead to some flooding and low-lying and poor drainage areas. This is much-needed rainfall, but it's just going to come down a little too fast at times, as we're expecting about 2 inches of rain across much of the area. We'll see some strong gusty winds upwards of 50 to 60 miles per hour as we head especially into the afternoon and evening hours. And then things will start to improve as we head through tonight. Rain will taper off from west to east and it will dry out overnight, but the wind is going to stay gusty through the overnight hours. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Commercial drivers, be aware, the MTA announcing a ban on empty tractor trailers and tandem trucks on its bridges. That starts at 10 this morning. Well, they're bracing for flooding in parts of Long Island.
Visions of December 2022 are flashing into town of Hempstead Supervisor Don Clavin's head, as today could be similar, with flooded streets, flooded basements, and cars getting stuck when roadways turn into rivers.
You know, take those decorations down, especially those blow-up ones. The winds are going to take those away this afternoon, and your decorations are suddenly going to become your neighbor's decorations.
He says if your basement tends to flood, remove items of importance, including holiday gifts.
If there's a buildup of water, drive somewhere else. Don't think your vehicle is going to go through it.
He says along with flooded streets, trees could come toppling down. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Well, here we go again with the words fentanyl and daycare in the same news story. This is in the Bronx, where two people are now facing charges following a major drug bust down the hall from where children were being cared for. Let's get details from our Glenn Shuck.
And good morning, Susan. Yeah, I'm right in front of the building here. It's an apartment at 780 Garden Street. DEA, State Police, NYPD all swooping in here to the first floor about 3 in the afternoon yesterday. And we're told they seized over 20 pounds of fentanyl. Now, during the operation, 10 people had some limited exposure to the fumes of the drug. 8 first responders and 2 people who live here, they had to get some treatment. In fact, 2 had to go to the hospital. 1 daycare, which was right down the hall from this apartment, had to be evacuated as a precaution. There's another daycare, I'm told, up on the 3rd floor here. This tenant spoke with Channel 7 Eyewitness News as this was going down.
That's ridiculous, having stuff like that around kids. I'm in shock. I got 16 years living in this place. Never heard something like that, never.
Now keep in mind, a tiny dose of fentanyl can be fatal, especially for a child. We do know 2 men are in custody, and we'll get some additional information later this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in the Belmont section of the Bronx.
Governor Hochul saying she will sign a request for what's called a governor's warrant for Luigi Mangione. That would formally ask the governor of Pennsylvania to send the suspect in the murder of the CEO of United Healthcare back to New York in a process that could take as long as 30 days.
Luigi Mangione arrived for his extradition hearing and erupted in an angry outburst.
And completely out of touch. And it's an insult.
The suspect's shackled, but a team of deputies still forcing him inside. Mangione's fighting extradition to New York, where he's facing murder and other charges in the assassination-style killing of United Healthcare chief Brian Thompson. A confidential NYPD assessment obtained by ABC News says Mangione considered the targeted killing of Thompson to be a symbolic takedown of United Healthcare over perceived corruption.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News for 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
At one point during the hearing, Mangione tried to interrupt his lawyer while Thomas Dickey was trying to convince the judge to let him out on bail. They were discussing the fact that he had $8,000 on him at the time of his arrest and another $2,000 in foreign currency, although it's not clear from what country. Dickey shushed his client, saying, "Don't say a word." Mangione is from a prominent real estate family from Maryland who reportedly suffered from severe back issues. In a handwritten document found on him at the time of his arrest, he expressed anger at what he called parasitic health insurance companies. In social media posts, he called Unabomber Ted Kaczynski a political revolutionary. We are still on drone watch here at 1010 Winds, with the FBI saying they still don't know who's behind them, and New Jersey lawmakers calling for a partial state of emergency. Congressman Josh Gottheimer announced legislation that would boost drone monitoring, ban weaponized drones, and legislate jail time for drones that interfere with airports, emergency services, or law enforcement. Meantime, they're not just flying over the Garden State. They've been spotted hovering over parts of Staten Island and Brooklyn as well.
Diane Atkins is seeing unmanned aircraft in Bay Ridge.
There had to have been about 10, maybe 12 of them. And sometimes they seem to fly in pairs with just a little bit of space behind them.
A concern is that the drones are flying close to military bases, Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey and Fort Wadsworth on Staten Island. Congressman Josh Gottheimer says local law enforcement need more resources
to help make radar systems more available to state and local police, and helping them be regularly on top of this and being able to respond to drone activity.
He also wants more transparency from the feds, but right now he doesn't believe there is a threat. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The Campaign Finance Board has flagged a number of donations to Mayor Adams' reelection campaign. That's because, Gothamist says, they all came from 8 employees at the security firm run by the new city fire commissioner 6 weeks before he was appointed, and all on the same day. Campaign Finance Board noting that there's nothing illegal about that, but the campaign must report if an intermediary is being used to solicit donations. In a statement, the FDNY says it is well documented in public records that Commissioner Robert Tucker has been a strong supporter of candidates for public office across the country who share his passion for public safety. Eric Adams has separately been accused of accepting illegal straw donations as part of his 2021 campaign, something he denies. Meantime, next Monday, the Campaign Finance Board will announce which 2025 candidates will receive the first round of matching funds. Looks like Anthony Weiner may try to get back into politics. He's officially registered to run for a city council seat now, representing the East Village. This is the seat being vacated by Carlina Rivera, who is term limited. The former congressman, who served a year and a half in prison for sexting a 15-year-old, says he hasn't decided one way or the other, but he filed the paperwork because it was required by a local Democratic club for him to be considered for participation in the candidates forum that is set for tomorrow. Well, if you call for an Uber or Lyft at around 10 this morning, you may have trouble getting a car. Drivers planning a caravan protest that will ride across the Brooklyn Bridge, head up the FDR Drive, and then make their way to the Taxi and Limousine Commission building in Long Island City. Organizer Anwar Malik says this is to again protest drivers being locked out of the app.
Uber, they threw out in the news that if TLC raises our per mile per minute rate, they would have to deactivate drivers, thousands of drivers. So that got drivers angry. That got us angry.
Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to both Uber and Lyft and is awaiting a response. Fighting with family over household chores? Well, now there's an app for that.
Engineering students in Sweden say they've solved the drama of domestic duties with a new app called Accord that helps families tackle, track, and coordinate chores. CEO Victor Fredriksson admits the solution was his dad's idea.
Finally, one day he basically had enough and said, like, why don't you just program an app so I don't have to nag at you all the time about getting your laundry.
Users put their chores of choice into the app, and other family members can track their progress and send reminders if the task isn't done on time. The app shows the split of who's pitching in the most, and creators also hope it will help close gender gaps in domestic duties.
That's Tina Kraus. A study published last fall by the United Nations found that worldwide, women spend on average 2.8 hours more than men doing unpaid domestic work each day.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.